All right. So apparently you have never seen someone like litter pull over, not to confront the offender or to throw the trash away, but to keep it for yourself, right?
No, I have not.
No, you have not. Right. This may change you or your thought process on that. It's a set of the bar story, though. So what is that?
That's an example of what not to do.
Right.
Or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without letting a guy named Colin have access to your family's bank account, then you're doing okay. Now, Colin,
why are we letting Colin into our bank account?
Now, listen, Colin's not just some random stranger. He is a member of the family. It's a shared family account. However, this dude, he's 38. He was driving through Eugene, and he decided he was going to take about $200,000 from the shared family bank account and hurl $100 bills out the window Tuesday evening.
Okay, if I saw that, I might stop and take a couple. Like, he was, hey, you lost? No? Driving away? Okay.
Yeah, he said he was doing it long enough. Cops were getting calls about it. They tracked him down. They told him that what he was doing was, he said he was doing well and wanted to bless others with gifts of money.
That's fun.
Exactly. The problem was the money wasn't all his.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he run that by the family first?
No.
Oh,
that's why Colin's a problem.
Oh, Colin, you're so generous.
Now,
we appreciate your heart's in the right place.
Yeah, so here are some eyewitnesses.
This guy was driving up and down I-5, dropping out tons of cash.
Some friends called me and said that they got $2,000.
We have one the people who picked up the large sum of cash, $1,800 worth, pulled over to the side of I-5 wanting to know what to do with the money.
Yeah, so there were some people that were like calling 911 going, hey, what do we do with all this stuff?
Right, like we know it's not ours.
Right.
This person was just tossing out the window. What do you want us to do? Others are just like, yeah, well, I'm going to go shopping.
Yeah, so by the way, if you're thinking, hey, maybe I will take a little gold rush pilgrimage to Eugene, Oregon. Don't worry about it because police said, you know what? The public did a really good job of cleaning up the mess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the other issue in this, and this is another reason why Colin is a problem. His family says his, quote, decision to spread the wealth has left them broke.
Oh, gosh.
And so they're saying, yeah, I mean, that was
if
kind of...
If you did get some of that, can you please return it?
Right. This was a shared savings account for several members of the family, and we don't... That was it. And so it's unclear exactly how much was lost. The police, though, they can't really do anything to help him because Colin's name is on the account.
Yeah, so it's technically his money. Yeah, he can do with it what he wants.
Yeah, it's a family issue. It's a family issue.
Oh, no.
And so there have been a few people who've come forward and said, here, I picked this up. This is not mine. It's yours. But, I mean, they're going to lose thousands.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
Like, I think this is a cautionary tale above everything else. Maybe we don't have bank accounts with multiple people that can take the money out of it.
Or maybe you think twice about allowing a Colin into your shared family bank account.
That's what I'm saying. But maybe they didn't know that Colin was going to be like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
So generous, we're saying he's generous.
So generous, for sure. So
it sounds like retaliatory generosity.
Oh my
gosh.
Yeah, that's not.
Oh,
great.
Wow. That's not like a, hey, guys, this is on my heart. I really want to bless a lot of people. What do you think? It wasn't that situation.
Nope. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting this guy named Colin have access to your family bank account and then give away about $200,000 worth of it to random strangers, you're doing okay.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine what's going on in that family dynamic right now.
Yep, that is setting the bar.